This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how our words can be put to a test. I was reading in the book of Ezra where this was, in fact, his story. Ezra collected all of these treasures for the temple of God, and he had arranged a caravan of some several hundred Levites and priests to help him safely deliver these treasures for the temple. Now, although he had this pretty large caravan, they were in fact worried about being attacked by enemies because their journey was a 4-month long journey. Now, the king at the time was considered a pagan king, and Ezra had already professed to this king that our God protects all those who worship him. But now with this risky 4-month journey, to include all of their family and their children, his words about God protecting those who worship him was now being put to a test. And Ezra was faced with a choice. He could either panic and turn to the king and say, well, the words I said, I don't really believe, and now I need you to assist me with some soldiers. Or he could have turned to God and allowed his words to be backed up by his actions. And so Ezra did just that. He turned to God. He ordered that entire caravan to pray and fast before God, and they made it 4 months later. In fact, the scriptures specifically say they departed on April 8th and they arrived on August 4th. So the words that I use to teach me are, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, back up your talk and put your faith in action.